And yeah, that was something. That was something. You could release that on a record and people would laugh at it. Oh, he's gonna hit his wife. That's hilarious. Isn't that amazing? Isn't it amazing just how things changed humor-wise? That was funny at one time. You know? Like one of these days, pow, right in a kisser. And you're like, oh, that's funny. Well, he's gonna hit his wife in the face. Ha ha ha. Woo! Man, I don't know about that. I don't know about any of that. Well, let's see what I got to tell you. Hey, okay, here we go. Okay, do you know your kids spend more time with your dad if you grow up smarter and funnier, if you tell them jokes? A corny dad joke is a simple moment. Now, here comes like a corny dad joke, okay? So you take a moment and tell your kids and make your kid laugh because dad jokes rule. And if not, pow, right in the kisser. There you go. So there you got a captive audience. You literally have a captive audience. Especially if you keep your child in the cage where they belong. Hey, odds are you haven't heard this word before unless you heard the show I'm talking about. Sarcoma! That is right, sarcoma. Yes, sarcoma. Good old sarcoma. Yes. See, that's the other thing. They don't even have a fun name for heart attack. It's just heart attack. You know, cancer, they say, hey, it's sarcoma. And that's kind of like, oh, that's really... That sounds like some kind of like Dracula, like sarcoma. It's sarcoma. But heart attack, they got infarction. Now, come on, man, an infarction? That's hilarious. Angina? Oh, come on. The joke writes itself. But when it comes to, you know, sarcoma, well, they got it pegged. When it comes to cancer, man, they got carcinoma, sarcoma. They got all the great names for cancer. You know, but heart attack, heart disease, man, they get heart attack and heart disease, they get gypped. I just think that heart attack and heart, that just sounds like, eh, whatever. Heart attack. Yeah. How much bland can that get? And like I'm saying, like a defibrillator. That's even hilarious too when they say a defibrillator. They put a defibrillator on you. So somehow the heart got gypped and it's not taken as seriously as the rest of the other diseases. So needless to say, let's get back into some music. All songs about days. Here is Morphine. Have a lucky day.
Getting to know me. She's on. ever, but I'm doomed to try. Keep on hearing the voice inside. Players win, winners play. Have a lucky day. Players win and winners play. Have a lucky day. Have a lucky day. Have a lucky day.
A day with Guppy. I'm so tired. I had a very busy day. I breathed 23,040 times. My heart beat 103,389 times. My blood traveled 168 miles. I inhaled 438 cubic feet of air. I ate 3.5 pounds of food. Drank 2.5 pounds of liquid. Perspired 1.43 pints. Gave off 85.6 degrees of heat and generated tons of energy. I spoke 4,800 words. Moved 750 muscles. My nails grew 0.00046 of an inch. And I exercised 700 million brain cells. Now do you wonder why I'm so tired? Sincerely yours, Mr. Guppy.
Long way. Now it could be the season. No rhyme or no reason. Just taking it easy. It's my lazy day. Just never mind calling. 'Cause I ain't a coming. Just get your own by me. Out of my way. Just a little hard thinking might drive me to drinking. Just taking it easy. It's my lazy day. ain't wanting to play. Just gonna look stupid. I don't want to be Cupid. Just taking it easy. It's my lazy day.
Another beautiful, sad, melancholy thing by Nick Drake. And that was The Day Is Done. Yeah, man, Nick Drake. Yeah. Oof. Another one of these dudes, man, offed himself pretty young. I think that the thing is hanging. Hanging's the way it goes with these people. Like, let's see here. Him, I think half the bad band, Bad Finger, Ian Curtis, so sort of kind of Dave Carradine, sort of kind of, yeah, yeah. Seems like not like Kurt Cobain. He blew his brains out. Kurt Cobain. So yeah. So it's just kind of weird the way different musicians off themselves. You know, I mean, but that's probably the worst thing you can do is shoot yourself. I think that's probably the worst. You know, now, I know it's fast, but it's loud, and you're leaving a hell of a mess for somebody to clean up. That's the thing that I think that is the most. When they say, "Oh man, suicide's so selfish," yeah, it's selfish if you have somebody have to clean up after you, you know, because that is a mess when somebody blows their brains out. It is a whole unbelievable mess. Hanging, the worst you're gonna get is the guy's maybe gonna leave a doo doo. Chance. What I've heard though, you get highly aroused when you're hanging yourself, and yeah, I guess that's where "well hung" comes from. And it is, you know, one of these things where you just kind of you come and go at the same time. Let's just say, yeah. I can go back to Z because I was right in that great riff of funny heart disease thing and with real great riff on heart disease and cancer, you know. And then all of a sudden they start bringing all these alumni in to look at the station. And I'm like, oh, man, these people are going to hear this sarcoma riff and angina, and they're going to hear all this stuff, and they're going to wonder. And I was like, whew. Luckily, I put some music on, but they ruined about 4 minutes of a good riff. I was on a good one, man. You know, this thing with rock stars hanging themselves and blowing their brains out, that's all right. You know, it's no sarcoma angina. No, it ain't like that. Nope. So I think we're going to continue the theme of days until next Friday, because, man, I still got 2 hours between your great requests and my groovy cool music and this atmosphere that we're just feeling, just enjoying these days. Just every day is just a little nugget, and you have to look at that nugget at the end of the day and go, yeah. It's kind of like looking at your stool at the end of the day. There is some corn. That was good. That was tasty. That was good. And that was pretty good. So it is, so like the end of the day is like looking in the toilet at the end of the day and saying, oh, I did that. Well, a lot of that was crap, but boy, there's a couple nuggets there, man. There was a couple really good things that happened. So there they go. It's like reading tea leaves. Why don't they have anybody do that? That makes a lot more sense than reading tea leaves. Have like a gypsy come in and read your stool. I pay for that. That makes more sense than reading your palm. Reading your palm is just kind of like, yeah, you're going to travel far and live a long life. But if someone's reading your tea leaves, they can make stuff up. But if they're looking at your doo-doo, they can go, oh, yeah. Yeah, I see here. Yeah, you're, yeah. Oh, my goodness, gravy. You're a, whatever. I don't know. I don't read doo-doos. All right? I don't. But somebody should. Somebody should be a turdologist and find out exactly your future through your feces. I think that's going to be on their business card. Your future through your feces, a turdologist. You're not going to hear this kind of jokes on DVD. No, no, no. They're wacky morning zoo. They wouldn't go down this road. Mm-mm-mm. No, only this. The most important radio show in the history of whatever. Zombo in your brain, man. Oshevitz. Let's get back into some days music. Yeah. And a bit of a days in between days. The Cure. RCT.
all believe in us say nothing is true. It used to be so easy. I never even tried. We'll be right back.
Oh, it just makes you want to cry. It is so beautiful. And that is Good Old Days. That was re-recorded and redone by the Bohunks, who just did a masterful job of doing all of the Little Rascals, Laurel and Hardy, Charlie Chase, all of the great music originally scored by Leroy Shield, one of great American composers. And that was Good Old Days. Obviously, the theme from the Little Rascals. And he did so many great, great musical scores. Man, gotta love me some Leroy Shields. Before that, we heard the Comedy Harmoniasts from Germany. They were kind of like German's answer to the Mills Brothers. And they were doing Happy Days Are Here Again. So, yeah, that just kind of, they were hilarious. Hilarious, the Comedy Harmoniasts. Yeah. Well, we heard Veterans Day Poppy by Captain Beefheart and his magic band from Trout Mask Replica. You might think that a lot of that, that sounds like just chaos and noise, but they actually spent months. He spent months rehearsing this band. So they went in the studio and it was note perfect. It was this crazy scribble. Because what would happen is Captain Beefheart would go to like the piano, play all this crazy stuff, say what kind of beats he wanted to set. And John French, the drummer, would actually score all this nonsense. You know, then he'd take it to the band. It's just almost like trying to recreate a scribble, which is a lot harder than trying to recreate like, you know, like a regular painting or a drawing. So, yeah, you got to admire that. That was a very important record. Really twisted my brain early on as a child. Trout Mask Replica, Captain Beefheart. And let's see, we're at a couple of double shot of The Cure. We heard The Last Day of Summer and In Between Days, both by The Cure. And it is all songs about days. And we're going to continue this to next Friday. Oh, man, I'm so excited because I still got a lot of great songs to play with Day in the title. And so we're going to go one more day on Songs All About Day next Friday. And then we're going to get into weeks, months, years, blah, 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 blah. And might even milk this up until like sometime in the summer, maybe. Maybe might even make it to the fall with all of this. It's crazy how fast it goes. Into May now. Today's May the 10th, 2024. And it's a great day. It is a great day to be around. A great day to be above ground. A great day to be great day to be Z, I'll tell you that. You know, I just have his whole wonderful radio station all to myself. There's nobody here. What a gift. What a gift this is that I'm able to sneak in here and play my nonsense and say my nonsense. It is a gift. It is a completely self-indulgent for me. And if you guys get a couple chuckles or hear something you might like, that's nice too. But, you know, I just got to say that there's nothing better than pleasing yourself. And you know what I mean. All right, here is one all-in-one day by Ultravox. You're listening to WRCT right here in the Pittsburgh. Got another 20 minutes to go. All-in-one day, Ultravox.
Strange how the change came all in a day. Counting down and waiting for the minute we could touch a world where every heart had love to offer.
Heart fell.
All right, I'm debating losing this. It's a little too epic for my blood. If I get a phone call to take it off, I'll take it off.
An ocean.
say pocket pool. I don't think that Bob Dylan's, obviously, the original didn't have pocket pool in it. This is Mary Clayton. Stone you and come back again. Stone you and they say that you brave. Stone you when you're sitting in your grave. But I would not feel so alone. Everybody must get stoned. Yeah. Everybody must get stoned. Talking about you. It's all about me too.
Times like these when enemies can number more than friends. A friend indeed is what I need, not someone who pretends. I'm on my way, I cannot stay another day. You're such a pain, must I explain my every meaning to you? It's such a drag the way you nag at me and make me feel blue. I'm on my way, I cannot stay another day. You're so pusillanimous, so oh, yeah. Nature's calling animus, come on, yeah. A glass of wine with Gertrude Stein, I know I'll never share. But I don't mind, that's just the kind of course each man must bear. I'm on my way, I cannot stay another day. You're so pusillanimous, oh yeah. Nature's calling animus, go there. Another day, I know they say that all the world's a stage. I'll play the fool, but as a rule, I'd rather act my age. I'm on my way, I cannot stay another day. I'm on my way, I cannot stay another day. I'm on my way, I cannot stay another day.
Ah, man. Neil Innes, brilliant, brilliant human being. And Ruddles. Neil Innes and the Ruddles. That was Another Day. by the Ravels. There you go. The better than the Beatles. Beatles. Before that, we heard Colonel Jubilation, P whatever his name, and he goes on for like 6 months, and his version of the Lovin' Spoonful's Daydream. And then we heard Mary Clayton, who was actually the singer with the Rolling Stones, who on Gimme Shelter. That was her version of Rainy Day Women number whatever and whatever and whatever. Got time for a few more tunes. Going to continue days next Friday. And here is Mark Brode and the Beaver Patrol with Bad Hair Day. Nice surf tune for you. RCT Zombo in your brain all day. Day unless you throw a little groovy surf music from Canada in there. That's Bad Hair Day by Mark Brody and the Beaver Patrol. I am remaining in your brain. Here's the last tune of the day. What a day! What a day! What a day that was. David Byrne and Zombo right here. What a day that was. David Byrne. Zombo. In your brain, RCT.
On the first day, we had everything we could pull.
remain in your brain, WRCT, in the pit.
Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh online at WRCT.org.
Hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did,
before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Check my math and follow along. 88.3 over 100 is not 0.883. We exponentiate. Euler's number raised to not 0.883 is 2.418. Multiply by 1,000 to result 2,418. Add 401. Result 2,819. Multiply 25. 5 by 9 is 45. 5 by 1 is 5, and 4 is 9. 5 by 8 is 40. 5 by 2 is 10, and 4 is 14. 20 by 9 is 180. 20 by 1 is 20, and 10 is 30. 20 by 8 is 160. 20 by 2 is 40. And 10 is 50. Sum 70,475. Add 404. 70879. Multiply 11. Result 779669. Add 20. 779,689. Divide 10. Result 776.89, square root 88.3 WRCT.
You know, I came here to speak about the rights of nature. The rights of the river were recognized in Aotearoa, the Klamath River. The rights of mountains have been recognized in the Ecuadorian constitutional law. And a few years ago, corporations tried to get into some of that territory. The Ecuadorian Supreme Court ruled the rights of nature superseded the rights of corporations.
That's Winona LaDuke, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Winona LaDuke on Rights of Nature, an Indigenous View. Indigenous peoples often see themselves as an integral part of nature, not separate from it, and recognize the interconnectedness of all living beings and nature. Indigenous perspectives on the rights of nature emphasize a deep spiritual bond with the natural world, viewing it as a sacred entity and an essential part of their cultural and social fabric. Many indigenous cultures believe that nature has inherent rights and that humans have responsibilities to respect, protect, and maintain the health of the environment for the well-being of future generations. Indigenous communities are increasingly in the forefront of the rights of nature movement, working to incorporate their values and beliefs into legal frameworks and policies. Our guest today is Winona LaDuke, an elder Anishinaabe. She's a brilliant and articulate representative of indigenous perspectives. At the age of 17, she spoke at the United Nations on behalf of Native Americans. She's a founding member of Women of All Red Nations, and for many years she was the director of the Land Recovery Project on the White Earth Reservation in Minnesota. She was the 1996 and 2000 vice presidential candidate of the Green Party. She's the author of many books, including To Be a Water Protector. She spoke at the University of Oregon in Eugene in March 2025. And now, Winona LaDuke.
Anin Nindoe Maganadok Kaloma relatives, so nice to see you all out there. So again, thank you so much for inviting me here. It's heartwarming to see all of you and to think about that these are the times that we must really work together. And this is an opportunity to do that. And so I'm honored to be here to join with you in that. As I said, Anin Indinawe Maganatuk, that means hello, my relatives. Indunjaba Oma'aking, that means I come from this land. But Aking means the land to which, the very land to which the people belong. It's not like private property. Aking, Aking, it means the land to which the people belong. That's kind of a different way of thinking, huh? And then there's Indaking Amin, that means the very land to which I belong. And I think that that is what we must all take into our hearts, that we belong to this land. We belong to these rivers. We belong to this place. And in that, there is this reciprocal relationship where we take care and we give love, and she takes care of us. And so that is always what we must reaffirm, because we live in a world that does not reaffirm that relationship. And so it is upon us individually and collectively to reaffirm. So as I was speaking, thinking to speak tonight, I wanted to put my friend Ingrid Washington Watak up. This is the 25th anniversary of her assassination. She was assassinated in Colombia by the FARC 25 years ago, an indigenous leader from Menominee. And she was a good sister of mine. She was a co-chair of the Indigenous Women's Network for about a decade and did really amazing international work. She was courageous and bold and funny and just one of the most beautiful people that you would ever know. And I think about, you know, as I get older, because I have really more winters behind me than ahead of me. You know, I'm 65 years of age. And as I note that, and as I see my sister goes, or maybe another sister goes, and then I see some of my brothers come home. Did you see that Leonard Peltier came home? Right. Right, my whole life. I just take a moment and say that was a great thing. You know, Joe, you were kind of a chump sometimes, but that was a good one, huh? Man, I didn't know that was going to happen in my life. You know, in my life and in all of our lives, we carry like a basket. That's how I think of it, a basket of our cool things that we cherish. You know, it's not our will. It's our cool work. It's our spirit, the things that we cherish, the things that we value. And I think about when someone passes, there is this basket. And the things that are in the basket should be distributed so we all carry on. You understand what I'm saying? And so I've been thinking about this a lot, you know, not only as I get older, but also as I think about what it is that we do to keep intergenerational, or just to keep our knowledge, our teachings, our visions, right?